Hello everyone, welcome to the Prolific Living Podcast with Esther Oguntola. I'm glad you're listening to me and this is the first episode and I'm so excited. Please don't forget to follow me on Spotify and on whatever platform you're listening to me from, iTunes and Google Podcast. And also please subscribe to my YouTube channel for you to know when I have a new podcast update. Now, today I'll be focusing on the strength of God that lies in you. Some years ago, I got a smart TV set, but discovered 3 years after that I had not been using the various functions of the TV set. Just like you having a smartphone and you don't know that you can actually send an email with your smartphone. For me, that was my breaking point. I felt there's more to me than I knew. There was a great need for self-discovery and rediscovery, and that is how I got here. So for so long, I've been longing and praying in search of my purpose and life. Meanwhile, I find so much fulfillment in encouraging people to be the best they can be. In fact, I could go extra mile just to help someone not settle for less than who God had called them to be. I was speaking with a friend of mine from the university. We both studied accounting. And for over 10 years, we didn't find fulfillment with whatever we were doing. Meanwhile, we both had interest in other things, but we both didn't discover earlier that we should chase purpose, not money. Are you familiar with the phrase, chase purpose, not money? I got to know about this listening to Patrice Washington, and that gave me a better understanding of discovering purpose. So I decided to consciously rediscover and chase my purpose. I tell myself I am more than this. Millions of people are trapped in career prison of chasing money without a purpose. But you know what? To live a fulfilling life, chase purpose, not money, and the money will chase you. Dear friends, have you discovered and are you unleashing your full potential and gifts bestowed upon you by God? At times, I see people talk more about what they can't do, not what they can do. I would encourage you today to focus more on what you can do. Apostle Paul was able to make a great exploit because he identified and utilized the strength of God that lies within him. That's why he said in 2 Corinthians 3 verse 5, "Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God." Paul also identified the gift in Timothy. That was why he encouraged him to fan the gift of God in him to flame. I will be helping you through the help of the Holy Spirit to open your eyes to the strength of God that lies in you. I pray that you would not only discover, but you would also walk and operate with understanding of this strength in order to live a purposeful life.